This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden warned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Monday that an Israeli military operation in Rafah would deepen anarchy in Gaza. And the White House reports the two sides agreed that teams from either side would meet in Washington to discuss it. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said later that Biden told Netanyahu Israel needed a coherent strategy rather than to smash its way into the war-torn enclave.
A major ground operation there would be a mistake. It would lead to more innocent civilian deaths, worsen the already dire humanitarian crisis, deepen the anarchy in Gaza, and further isolate Israel internationally.
On Sunday, Netanyahu had reaffirmed his pledge to push into Rafah in Gaza's southern tip, where more than half of the territory's 2.3 million residents have been sheltering to escape fighting farther north. However, after Biden's call, the White House said Israel agreed to send teams to Washington to discuss the way forward and would not proceed with a Rafah operation before the talks happened this week or the next.
That's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week for talks that he said would focus on pushing for a ceasefire in Gaza, the release of hostages held by Palestinian militants, and planning for post-war Gaza. Speaking Tuesday during a visit to the Philippines, Blinken told reporters there will need to be arrangements in place for how to approach governance, security, redevelopment, and most importantly, humanitarian assistance. Blinken said the humanitarian situation in Gaza is unprecedented.
According to the most respected measure of these things, 100% of the population in Gaza is at severe levels of acute food insecurity. That's the first time an entire population has been so classified.
For additional news stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Blinken is in the Philippines Tuesday for high-level meetings with officials there to, among other things, reiterate the U.S.'s strong support for the Philippines over China's aggressive actions in contested waters in the region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has underscored Washington's close relations with the Philippines as clashes between Chinese and Filipino forces in the disputed South China Sea turn more hostile.
We stand with the Philippines and stand by our ironclad defense commitments, including under the Mutual Defense Treaty. Article 4 extends to armed attacks on the Filipino armed forces, public vessels, aircraft, including those of its Coast Guard, anywhere in the South China Sea.
Blinken spoke in Manila during a joint news conference with the Philippines Secretary of Foreign Affairs and later President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Next month, President Joe Biden will host Marcos and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida in a White House summit amid growing concerns over increasingly aggressive Chinese actions in the sea and North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Tuesday Russia has paid a staggering cost for Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. As the U.S.-led Ukraine Defense Contact Group of more than 50 nations met at Ramstad U.S. Air Base in Germany to coordinate their efforts to support Ukraine. Speaking as he opened the meeting, Austin said Ukraine's troops and civilians have faced harsh conditions but refused to back down, and neither will the U.S.
So our message today is clear. The United States will not let Ukraine fail. This coalition will not let Ukraine fail, and the free world will not let Ukraine fail.
German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius told reporters as the meeting began, a new ammunition package will be discussed by the group for Kyiv later Tuesday. The UN Labor Agency says illegal profits from forced labor globally have risen to an obscene amount of $236 billion per year. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The International Labor Organization says sexual exploitation is to blame for about three-fourths of the total take from a business that deprives migrants of money they can send home, swipes jobs from legal workers, and lets criminals behind it dodge taxes. The tally for 2021, the most recent year covered in the painstaking global study, marked an increase of 37% or $64 billion compared with a decade earlier. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.